First fighting continues in the Syrian town of Ma'lula as government forces try to flush out the remaining insurgents. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali says that Syrian forces have cleared most of the town. Earlier, we were joined by our correspondent in the Christian town to get more on the Syrian army advances on the ground.
We are now in Ma'lula, the ancient city of Ma'lula, northeast of the capital, Damascus, where confrontations continue up till this moment between the Syrian army units and some of the foreign-backed militants, those that are affiliated to al-Nusra Front, who attacked this Christian town just several days ago. What is new, actually, is that the Syrian army has cleared more than 90% of Ma'lula area of foreign-backed militants and secured it. Now the confrontations are happening in near Al Safir Hotel. This is a hotel that was used by the militants as a stronghold in this town. Now this hotel is cleared of militants. However, those armed men are gathered up there. If you can see with me with the picture, up there is Al Safir Hotel over there, and behind it is where the foreign-backed militants are gathering now at this moment, according to the Syrian army units that we have just spoke to. This is where the Syrian army personnel are also now, as we speak, advancing. If you can see over there, you have the Syrian army units and personnel on the ground, moving every now and then up towards this hotel. We also have to note that two main monasteries that are very historical over here in the town, Mar Jirjos and Mar Takla. Just behind this building here, over here on the left, is Mar Takla monastery, where the Syrian army told us that just a couple of hours ago they freed some of the civilians and clerics who were kept as hostages by the militants in the basement over there. From what I see on ground, we're going live right now, and more than 90%, according to the Syrian army units that I've just spoken to over here, have confirmed that more than 90% is under the control of the Syrian army. We've been touring a little bit of this, some parts of this town over here. It's completely empty. There are no civilians. There are only now, at least in the places that we are in this part of the town, there are only army units.
That was a correspondent, Muhammad Ali, there talking to us roughly an hour ago, and he rejoins us right now from this Christian village of Ma'lula to tell us about what is going on there currently. Muhammad Ali, thank you so much for that coverage. We went exclusive with that. An hour has passed since we last spoke. Tell us any new developments.
Yes, Kaveh, we know that the Syrian army continue to advance as we speak over there. Right here, as you can see with me, this road that leads to top of the mountains where Al Safir Hotel is located. Now, this is the road that the Syrian army units are taking right now. There are some tanks, there are some military personnel and units that are moving towards that area, but this square that we are in, the main square of Ma'lula area, over here, foreign-backed militants have used some of their sniper guns and targeted those who are gathering here just a half an hour ago. However, despite all those pressures, all those confrontations, the Syrian army is continuing to advance further. They are saying over here, the army commanders and brigadiers, that they will not sleep tonight before they fully complete kicking out the foreign-backed militants of Ma'lula. However, we have to confirm that the militants are no more inside Ma'lula. They are on the top of the hills and mountains over there, just behind Al Safir Hotel. We have to say once again that there are no more civilians in Ma'lula. Now there are only army units, and in the vicinity there are the foreign-backed militants of al-Nusra Front. Confrontations continue, Kaveh, as I told you. The Syrian army units are advancing further. There are units that have advanced during the past hour. We believe that we will be accompanying them as soon as it is a little bit secure for us, for the press to go there. We have to also note to one very important fact, that there have been several media outlets, Western media outlets, that have been granted access to Ma'lula also, which means that the Syrian army is allowing the Western media outlets to also cover the events in Syria, which is, of course, contrary to many media outlets are saying and claiming. So the Syrian army units continue to advance. They say they will continue until securing the whole area. More than 90%, perhaps 95% of Ma'lula is under the control of the Syrian army. Mar Takla, Mar Jirjos monasteries, the two main historic monasteries are secured. However, mortar shells and sniper guns of the militants, we can still see those as we speak, actually. This square, as I told you, has witnessed some of the sniping bullets of the foreign-backed militants, so we cannot go a lot more further over here. As you can see, there are smoke coming from out of some of the buildings. Those were targeted by the militants with mortar shells. So we are still with the army waiting to see when we can actually reach some of the areas they advanced to on top of those strategic mountains. And this is Kaveh, why it's very important and dangerous area. Because this village, Ma'loula, is built inside the mountain, so it is very dangerous, the confrontations here, and especially, of course, we know that the fact that the foreign-backed militants have some of the high grounds, so this is why it is very dangerous. But despite all of those pressures and challenges, the Syrian army, in a matter of several days, was able to regain control of over 90% of Ma'loula.
Right, and based on what you just said, is actually just a couple days, if you remember, we were speaking to you, Muhammad Ali, 2 days ago, where the reports said, and you had indicated that it was kind of like a back and forth between the Syrian government forces and these insurgents, of which now, obviously, from what you said, the 90% of Ma'loula is under the control of the government forces. But you talk about the mountains being strategic and that the insurgents are on top there. First of all, clarify for us, I think you said that all of the town residents at this point are not in the town. So is that accurate? There are no civilians then in Ma'loula at this point? And then what is the game plan that the army has to try to get to the strategic mountains to counter the insurgents that you said are there right now?
Kaveh, regarding the first questions about the civilians, the place that we are in, this part of the town, southwest of the town, and in its main square, there are no civilians. This is according to us. We are the eyewitnesses here. There are no civilians inside the houses. The houses are empty. We know that a couple of days ago, when the foreign-backed militants attacked this town, a large number of the civilians, of the residents of this town, left it and went to other nearby villages like Ain Tine and others that surround also Ma'loula. They were escaping the violence. They were escaping what they believe the armed men will do, because they have seen how they attacked before churches and Islamic places and religious places in general in other cities like Deir al-Zor, like Bshara Church in Aleppo. So this is why they left. I don't know if there are civilians further inside the town, but it doesn't seem that there are any civilians today over there, because over here is an area more secured than the area further over there at the end of that street, which leads you to the top of the mountain where Mar Jirjos Monastery and Al Safir Hotel are in. Now, according to the Syrian army, and regarding your second question, Kaveh, the Syrian army has made many plans and preparations for continuing to advance further in order to fully secure this area. The threat remains that, as you have just also noted, that the militants have some high grounds, but the Syrian army now has laid a siege around them, especially surrounding Al Safir Hotel. Safir Hotel was the main stronghold for the militants after they went into the and attacked Ma'loula. But the Safir Hotel is secured. However, its vicinity and the mountains surrounding it and all of that area is still where the foreign-backed militants are present. Every now and then we see some troops and army units with their vehicles coming back to take some ammunition after, of course, some of the clashes happening there. So the battle is going on as we speak. The army is continuing to advance. They have said, according to the army commanders, at least, that I have been speaking to a little bit a while ago, that they will continue. However, it is a very difficult confrontation because of the presence of the militants inside caves, on top of hills, and hiding in that very dangerous and difficult area. But they are determined. If you speak with any army commander, they are determined to secure this area in order for the residents to come back to their town, especially that many of those residents and civilians were taken as a hostage and kept in the basement of Mar Takla Monastery, according also to army personnel. If you can hear with me, those are the sounds of bombardments and clashes over there. Once again, smoke coming out of that street and that building just 30 meters away from us, where a mortar shell just landed, and some of the sniper bullets are hitting that building as the armed men see that there are some movement in this square. So they're targeting anything moving, whether army or press, perhaps media outlets. So we're gonna stay with the army until they allow us to advance a little bit more further to give you the true image of what is happening on ground in Ma'loula battle.
And quickly, if you can, it was reported that this was spearheaded by Al-Qaeda, namely Jabhat al-Nusra. Is that accurate, that Al-Qaeda has spearheaded the insurgency there in this town?
Yes, Kaveh, the Syrian army made it clear that those who attacked this town are Nusra Front militants. They are known that they are Takfiri militants. They are known for their crimes inside Syria and around Syria. They are known to be here not for freedom, not for democracy. They're fighting here to what they say implement God's will, to implement God's will on ground. And they say that they are even against all people that are against them. However, Al-Nusra Front militants is the main force that attacked Ma'loula and that are now behind Al Safir Hotel, just up on those hills. There's also reports about the presence of Al Qalamun Battalion, the so-called Qalamun Battalion. But the main force is Nusra Front, the Nusra Front, Al Qaeda linked Nusra Front, operating in Ma'loula.
Thank you very much for that. Do be safe there. That's our correspondent, Mohamed Ali, giving us an exclusive look at this ancient Christian town of Ma'loula. Obviously, you can see there are still some back and forth between the Syrian government forces and these insurgents, of which Al-Qaeda has spearheaded the attack on that town, of which 90% of that town now is under government control. But yet there's some skirmishes occurring on the outside of that town, especially in the strategic mountains. We're obviously going to be keeping our eye out for Mohamed Ali and developments there in Ma'loula, and make sure to give it to you.